It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I want to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up. Hello, erotica lovers. Welcome to a new and sexy episode of Lala's Bedtime Tales. It's February, so you know what that means. Romance is in the air, and it's Black History Month. So, what better way to celebrate this month than with a Black erotic romance story for Valentine's Day? This week's erotic sex story will take you back to your college days and have you living out the memories of your fun and awkward dating adventures. Raise your hand out there if you got loose in college and had to a good old hoe phase. Nyah Turner can definitely relate to the woes and tribulations of college dating and heartbreak before the holiday of love. So, she has decided to unleash her inner sex goddess to find a hot date for Valentine's Day. So, listen up to this oh-so-sexy erotic Valentine's Day tale to witness all the chaos of Nyah Turner's love life. I hum to myself as I walk towards my boyfriend's apartment. I look at the time on my cell phone and realize I'm about an hour earlier than our agreed-upon meetup time. Jacoby's apartment is a short walk from Howard University, so I decided to head over after my professor dismissed my last class early. I feel my heart flutter with excitement as I skip up the stairs to his apartment unit. I am looking forward to our Valentine's Day plans and the romantic scavenger hunt around DC that I have planned for him. Before I get a chance to knock on his door, a girl quickly flings it open and rushes past me. I furrow my brows in confusion as I watch her run down the stairs. Her clothes are disheveled and her cheap-ass lace front wig is crooked. All I see is red as I aggressively wrench Jacoby's front door fully open, charging into his place, itching for a confrontation. I breathe laboriously and my body shakes from fury as I smell the aroma of sex in the air. The further I walk into his apartment, I see the evidence of his betrayal and disrespect of our relationship. I spot a cheap red thong on the floor and pick up the offending scrap of clothing. This bitch ran out so quickly, she didn't even have the decency to collect all of her clothing items. Or she strategically left her panties behind, wanting me to find it to place a wedge between my trashy ass boyfriend and me. Jacoby fucking White, where the fuck are you? I angrily shout, trying to calm my breathing while trying to contain my anger. I knew Jacoby was a ladies' man. I knew he loved women just as much as they loved him. I knew his eyes occasionally wandered to appreciate other women while in my presence. However, in our year-long relationship, I did not expect him to be unfaithful to me, mainly since he pursued me so fucking hard since the moment we stepped foot on Howard's campus. Since our freshman year of college, Jacoby was constantly flirting, stealing kisses, and staking his claim on me, letting his attraction be known to any and everyone. As I think back on all of his attempts to run his game on me, I realize that he actually put more effort into chasing me than the effort to maintain and grow our relationship. Jacoby slowly opens the bathroom door, and I watch the steam float around him, making him look like Dano, the African god of war. I'm momentarily distracted by Jacoby's sex appeal as water droplets slowly cascade down his flawless, ebony brown skin. His over 6 foot hard, muscular frame strolls towards me like he doesn't have a care in the world. His arrogant swagger would turn me on any other day, but today it fuels my fiery mood. Fresh from the shower, Jacoby's nice, thick beard sparkles with water droplets, making me itch to feel it rubbing circles around my areolas. Amid my anger, I curse myself as my nipples stand to attention as my eyes hungrily roam over Jacoby dressed in nothing but a white towel. I shake my head, remembering that I'm angry and will not allow Jacoby's sexiness to derail this confrontation. I have to remember I just caught homie fucking cheating on me an hour before our dinner date. Jacoby let out a slow whistle as he rubs the back of his neck, then whispers, "You're early, Nyla. I wasn't expecting you." His eyes dart nervously around the room, not meeting my angry gaze, knowing he's been caught. I huff out a breath and shove the hoarse, trashy, cheap red thong into his mouth, catching Jacoby off guard. He stumbles back, slightly losing his balance. I see rage ignite in his dark eyes as he spits the thong out of his mouth. "What the fuck, Jacoby? Do I mean nothing to you? How many trashy thoughts have you been fucking behind my back?" I shout, firing off a series of questions, not allowing him to answer. I place my hands on my hips and glare at his stupidly handsome face, waiting for the lies to slip from his lips. "Girl, chill out. Here you go tripping, doing your female bullshit of making up lies in your head to prove to yourself all dudes are dog and ain't shit. Me and that hoe were just studying, baby." Jacoby answers, walking towards me, lifting my chin so my eyes meet his gaze. I slap his hand away from my face. His audacity of trying to gaslight me, only pouring gasoline on my blazing anger. I slap him hard across his face. My physical attack on him is fueled by my rage, making his head snap back in shock. "So, if you weren't in here fucking, then what were you doing with that bitch?" I quiz Jacoby as he rubs his cheek where I slap the shit out of him. His nostrils flare with anger as he walks towards me, trying to intimidate me by crowding my personal space. But I don't fucking back down. I pull myself to my full height of 5'3" and shoot daggers towards him with my eyes, showing him he will not cower me down. Jacoby huffs out of breath, bumping past me to take a seat on the couch. I turn around to face him and I begin obnoxiously tapping the heel of my boot, waiting for a response. His gaze is full of anger and hate, but he quietly answers, "That bitch and I were just studying. Sheesh, woman." Laughter tears from my body at the pitiful lie. The nerve of this man. He didn't even respect me enough to come up with a brilliant tale to mask his transgression. I pranced over to the couch and flopped down next to him and questioned, "So, you were studying and then what? Your dick accidentally slipped into her?" Jacoby doesn't even turn to look at me, refusing to engage in this confrontation. He turns on his television to ESPN and slumps down on the sofa, tuning me out. His act of indifference is worse than if he had slapped me out cold. I feel my confidence start to waver, shrinking and dying inside me. As I sit there on the couch while Jacoby stonewalls me, I recognize that I am Boo Boo the Fool and have been this whole time. While I had my head in the clouds, idealizing this man and worshiping the ground he walks on, he's been treating me like any other bitch off the street or hanging around HU's campus. My chest aches, my heart feels heavy with pain, and I blink hard to prevent myself from falling into a tearful mess around this man I wrongfully gifted my heart. I slowly stand up to maintain the last threads of my dignity, turn to face him, and bleakly state as I choke back tears, "Jacoby, we're over. clearly I was putting more into this relationship than expected. He glances up at me with nonchalance dancing in the depth of his dark eye. I waited for a second, holding my breath, hoping he'd show any emotion towards me. But he doesn't. He just focuses his gaze on the television as if I haven't spoken, treating me like a stain on his rug. I let out a deep breath to calm down the bubbling fury burning me from the inside out, and slowly turn on my heels, walking towards the still open door. As I reach the door, I hear Jacoby exclaim, "No one wants a good girl in the bedroom. Fucking you was boring as hell, like watching Rask Girl. Shit, I like your good girl image from my mama's house, but show a dude your inner freak next time." The door shakes on its hinges as I slam it shut in frustration. My feet are moving towards him before I even realize it. I hunch down between his thighs so our noses are inches from each other. Seething with hate, disgust, and stupidity, I shout, "So, you fucking other bitches is my fault? You are not God's gift to women. I faked orgasms to protect your fragile ego, you fuckboy. Your sex game is not that great. Dude, you're playing your fucking self." Jacoby slams his mouth on mine hard. His kiss is violent and rough, and our tongues fight against one another. Seeking control, this kiss is not one of romance and passion, but of hate and spite for one another. I snatched open the white towel, allowing me to feel his hard, erect, gigantic manhood resting against my thighs. I pull back from him and begin to strip off my clothes, and then I slam my wet, aroused pussy down on his massive dick. Even with my anger and hatred towards Jacoby, my pussy weeps for him and throbs for sexual release. I hear a throaty, loud, guttural sound escape his throat as the warmth of my pussy stretches around his hard-on. Usually, I lay back and let him do all the work, but not to fucking day. Today, I will be in control of our fucking, and my parting gift to him will be his inability to forget just how amazing this good girl can fuck. I begin to rotate my hips side to side, clutching his manhood with my pussy before I lean back and start to bounce on his thick, hard shaft. Jacoby's beautiful face is no longer emotionless as his eyes fill with desire and his mouth hangs open in a silent O shape. Our hips match each other, thrust for thrust, as he pulls me back towards him by my hair and bites one of my nipples between his lips. My nipples are so pert with arousal, I let out a high-pitched moan as I lean forward, rubbing my clit against his pelvis, stimulating it with the friction of our joined bodies. My body is on fire as I bounce up and down, not giving a fuck about his pleasure, only focusing on my release. I rub on my clitoris as our mouths join, and we fuck like animals until I feel the walls of my pussy begin to contract around his dick. I bounce harder and faster until my orgasm rips from my body in a loud shriek. As my body floods down from my orgasmic high, I notice that Jacoby orgasmed with me and is smiling at me broadly, showing off his perfect teeth. I feel disgusted with myself as I lift my sweaty body off his and feel his seed drip down between my thighs. I quickly redress and head towards the door, and then I turn around and say smugly, "I know I have good pussy. Too bad you'll never have it again, you fuckboy." I exit, slamming the door behind me, signifying the end of another shitty, shitty relationship. I pour my roommate Tia and my best friend Andre and me more glasses of wine as Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels play softly through the apartment. I am so fucking pissed and miserable that Jacoby and I broke up, especially since it's a few weeks before Valentine's Day. I doubt he was putting any effort into a date or a gift for me. But who wants to be lonely on the most romantic day of the year? It was my last semester of college. I would be graduating from Howard and starting my life in the real world without meeting the man of my dreams at my HBCU. Where else was I supposed to find a quality black man to be the other half of my power couple if he wasn't at one of the most prestigious black colleges in America? Then, I doubt he was anywhere else in the country. Tia sings along to Jasmine Sullivan's songs as I lay my head in Andre's lap. My eyes are bloodshot and puffy from crying as many tears as possible from my broken heart in the shower when I got home. I am so tired of all these dudes not being worth shit and dogging me out. I am done looking stupid. By their patriarchal standards, I have tried to be the epitome of a great catch or wifey material. In the words of Jacoby, I was the good girl, and I have always tried to live by the Proverbs 31 woman standards. However, it has yet to get me anywhere in my love life. Jacoby was trash and a player. I'ma just go ahead and get it off my chest, but I told you so. You're just blinded by his good looks, intelligence, and his pedigree of being a child of doctors, Andre boasted, rubbing my crown of curls. I shoot daggers at Andre as I peer up into his gorgeous sea-green eyes that are framed by long, curly, come-hither eyelashes. Amen to that, Tia laughs in agreement as she clinks her glass against Andre's. I roll my eyes at both of them as I feel even more foolish reminiscing on how both of them tried to talk me out of that first date with Jacoby's bitch ass. I drag my palm down my face trying to figure out how I could be so stupid and ignore all the red flags of yet another toxic relationship. At least some of my other exes had good dick, but Jacoby wasn't even an enjoyable fuck. So, I got absolutely nothing out of that relationship and left looking like a real dumbass. I sit up, draining my wine glass and deciding not to wallow in self-pity. I think I'm going to get on a dating app, like Hinge, and start trying to meet a man before Valentine's Day. I say aloud and watch Andre roll his eyes while Tia's face lights up with delight as she twirls one of her goddess locks around her index finger. I fill my glass to the brim with wine, toying with my phone and deciding to grow some balls as I download the dating app. You guys, help me fill this shit out, I wail drunkenly, waving my phone in their direction. Yes, girl, hell, it's our last semester of college. Unleash your inner freak. Why not use this semester to have yourself a little hoe phase, girl? Tia gushes, snatching my phone out of my hand so she can start filling out the questionnaire for me. Andre rolls his eyes and I watch him hold his tongue, wanting to say something but instead choosing to stay quiet, downing the last of his wine. Tia, you are choosing her sluttiest pictures for this dating profile. Andre growls protectively, snatching the phone from Tia. I peer over his shoulder and realize that Tia has selected my bikini pictures that showcase my tiny waist, huge breasts, and colossal ass. The profile picture is from a study abroad trip, and I'm standing in the crystal clear blue water of one of Mykonos' many beaches. I'm in a black and white string bikini. My natural dark brown curls are blowing in the wind, and the sun is making my hazelnut brown skin glow. I look happy and unfazed by anything. No, I love that photo. Keep it as my profile picture. I laugh, snatching the phone from a furious Andre and handing it back to Tia. Tia begins to type my bio for the dating app furiously. And as I read over her shoulder, I laugh hysterically. Tia has written, gorgeous brown-skinned girl that's all about the fun and knows how to handle a big D. By D, I mean someone with big dreams, because I'm a huge dreamer with big goals. I'm dating around, looking for nothing serious because I'm experiencing my sexual awakening. So, don't be afraid to chat with me if you're tall, dark, and handsome, looking for some serious fun. Under gets red in his face and picks up the wine bottle and pours himself another glass. I hug Tia's shoulder and begin exploring the app once my profile is set up. However, with that hot, scantily clad bikini picture of me and the sexually charged bio, it doesn't take long for men to start matching with me and messaging me to set up dates. Let the fun of my hoe phase begin, and just maybe I'll find a hot date for Valentine's Day. I'm a week into my hoe phase, and I couldn't be any more bored with the men I'm attracting on this dating app. In theory, many men are handsome, and quite a few are hung like a black stallion. But I'm someone who needs an emotional connection to really experience the big O with a man. I had a series of unbelievably bad dates with chauvinistic and misogynistic men mansplaining to me their checklist of their unrealistic expectations of a woman. But when the check comes to the end of our dinner dates, they conveniently have forgotten their wallets or expect us to split the bill. Ironically, they still text me with their addresses, asking me to come over to spend the night and a list of demands of what I should wear to do so. I don't know if it's just DC or what, but there are many men walking around that belong in the nearest dumpster. Not to mention all the two-minute brothers out here that talk a great head or sex game, but they leave me high and dry when it comes to performing. Selfishly, these men only consider their sexual pleasure, yet have the audacity to believe that they are just killing the sex game. So many men confuse their enthusiasm in the bedroom with having bomb dick, but their sexual performances are really just depressing. I can count on my fingers and toes the number of times I hopped out of the bed of a handsome man with a mediocre dick to go home and fuck my battery-operated boy toy. As far as my dating app hookups, it's become a situation of me asking myself, do I want to get out of bed just to be disappointed? Nothing's worse than wasting a sexy outfit and a face beat for the gods to come up short of a climactic night. I stand outside of one of the local bars in downtown DC in my favorite body-hugging metallic silver jumpsuit. I know I'm looking like an Instagram model with my natural hair silk pressed and flowing in a sexy curtain midway down my back, my makeup giving off immaculate natural glam vibes, and a generous amount of cleavage on display. Before I lost faith in the dating app, I received a message from Mr. Amari Hall. He's 6 years older than me, an investment banker, and is quite charming. Also, it doesn't hurt that he's tall, dark, and handsome, giving off Idris Elba vibes. Tonight will be our first date, and my breath is stolen from my body as I watch this fine specimen of a man approach me. He's wearing a red sweater, dark jeans, and a leather jacket, and his saunter exudes confidence without the air of arrogance. He has flawless espresso brown skin and adorable dimples when he smiles. Amari introduces himself to me and embraces me in a hug that smells like spicy notes of cinnamon and frankincense. His masculine scent warms my body and sends lust coursing through me in waves. Amari takes my hand, leading me into the local bar. Amari and I sit in a booth in the back of the bar, providing us with privacy to get to know one another. So, what made you get on a dating app to meet men? Amari asks, taking a sip of his bourbon. I shrug my shoulders while giving his question some thought. I want to say, because I realized that I've been shopping for men in garbage cans. So this was my last ditch effort to catch a wider net for potential love interests. But I settled on answering with a half truth. I didn't want to limit myself to just Howard's campus, especially since I wanted to broaden my scope of eligible men since I'm in my last semester of college. Amari nods his head with understanding and strokes my hand. His gentle caress makes heat pull between my thighs and my clitoris throb with sexual wine. I definitely remember being a player during my college years, so I understand being over the college boy scene and wanting to experience real established men, grown men. Men that know how to wine and dine you and satisfy you in bed. Am I right? Amari questions, his tongue licking his bottom lip, causing me to take a deep breath. This man made me cream my panties just by talking a good game with his deep, sensuous voice. I discreetly pull my hand away and take a sip of my champagne to gain control of myself. Yes, exactly. I want to date someone who can show me new experiences in and out the bedroom, I say confidently as I gaze in Amari's beautiful amber eyes. Throughout this week, I've realized it's better to be bold and straightforward in my wants romantically and sexually. My whole face makes me more confident and happy in setting my expectations for the men I date. More so than listening to society and the male perspective of how a woman should behave to secure the perfect man. Then, we're on the same page, and I can definitely meet your expectations in and out the bedroom, Amari brags, making me giddy with excitement of the sexy adventures that he has in store for the night. Do you want to take this conversation back to my place? He questions, quirking an eyebrow. Absolutely, I exclaim, giving him a coy smile and draining the last of my champagne. Amari settles our bill quickly and whisks me out of the local bar and into his Mercedes-Benz. As we ride to his home in silence, I just know that tonight will not be disappointing and a definite treat. That this night is possibly the start of something amazing with Amari. And I, Naya Turner, was severely in need of meeting a great man and having mind-blowing sex with him to prove that male species isn't a complete waste of energy. I wake up in heaven, my body flustering with desire, as I feel Amari's head between my thighs. Amari's tongue is swirling around my clitoris as his fingers caress my G-spot, causing me to thrash my head from side to side in sexual pleasure. After all the sex from last night, my body is hypersensitive, and the pleasure is overtaking my body more quickly than normal. Amari makes my toes curl as he works me over with both his tongue and fingers, making me lose my mind. This is one of the best good mornings I've ever experienced in my life. My body is so tight and on the brink of orgasm as his tongue swirls around my cleft and he applies gentle pressure on my clitoris. I let out a loud scream of sexual bliss as my body shatters into a million pieces. Amari applies feather-like kisses up my body as he journeys to my mouth. He gently sucks my bottom lip into his mouth, and I taste the remnants of my orgasm on his lips. Amari lifts one of my legs onto his shoulder while he runs his tongue around the shell of my ear, making me shiver with delight. I am so aroused that my pussy is dripping wet, needing Amari's big, erect dick to feel the sexual want between my thighs. I scratch my nails down his back as I try to force the muscular globes of his ass closer to me so that I can feel him deep inside my pussy. His mouth swirls around my nipple as he encases it between his lips, making me moan with pleasure from the wet, hot sensation. I'm so lost in the pleasure of his mouth on my hard, and erect nipples, and I'm pleasantly surprised when he thrusts his dick into me hard. Amari kisses my neck as he allows me to become accustomed to his thick girth once again. I impatiently thrust my hips to meet his, wanting him to fucking move and make me feel amazing. He pulls out and slams back into me, setting a deliciously punishing pace to our fucking. Amari is so damn good in bed. He makes my legs shake as he hits my G-spot each and every time as he penetrates me deeply. I thrust to meet his hips and kegel his dick so he can feel the hot, tight squeeze of my hot, wet pussy. His movements become more quick and erratic as he fucks me stupid and hard into oblivion. I feel my body heat up, and the pressure builds as I scream his name, and my pussy convulses around him. His sweaty body collapses on top of me after he lets out a ragged growl as he comes. We lay in silence in the aftermath of our fucking, trying to calm down from all the hot sex we've had last night and this morning. I feel sore and numb in all the best places. Hell, I ache in places between my thighs I never even knew existed. Amari rolls off me, pulling me into his warm, muscular chest that's slick with sweat. We lay quietly in his bed, basking in the aftermath of great sex. I close my eyes to slow my breathing, and I hear a lock click and a loud door slam. I rise, clutching the sheet to my body. Amari gently snores beside me as I hear movement coming from just outside the bedroom door. I slap Amari's chest frantically, and one of his amber eyes finally opens. I whisper loudly, "Listen, I hear someone. Were you expecting anyone?" Amari sits up frantically, and he listens to the footsteps on the other side of the door and loudly whispers various explicitives. He throws on a pair of boxers and I watch his frantic actions in confusion. Amari places his back against the door and says, "Fuck, it's my wife. She's home early from her business trip. Quick, get in the closet or under the bed." My mind spins, my mouth goes dry, and I'm stunned by his words. Oh shit, I fucked a married man. This was definitely a sign my whole face needed to be cut short. A loud banging comes from the door as Amari holds it closed with the weight of his body. His amber eyes darken with panic, and he mouths at me to move my ass to the closet as the banging on the door gets louder and death threats are made. "What the fuck? You're married? Oh, hell nah." I whisper loudly at him as I run frantically around the room. I curse myself and I conclude that I have no clothing in his bedroom. I close my eyes and slap my forehead, remembering that they're all in his living room and entryway. Since our sex started, time the front door to his condo closed. Well, fuck. I don't know why he wants me to hide. My clothes littered around their home was a definite sign he was a cheating piece of flaming shit. "You better hurry up and make a move, baby girl. My last sigh peaks she put in the hospital," Amari yells in my direction. "I am no one's side piece, and what do you mean, hospital?" I scream back as the door is ripped off the hinges and Amari lets out a loud grunt of pain. I am butt as naked and scared as I come face to face with a Latina beauty. Aw, fuck. His wife's eyes are dark with hate as her eyes dart between my naked body and Amari's. "Bitch, I'ma give you 5 seconds to run before you have the pleasure of meeting my Saturday night special." 1, 2, the Latina firecracker squawks at me. "Run," Amari hollers as I cover my body in the sheet from their bed, open the bedroom window, and jump out. Thank God Amari's condo is on the first floor of his building. I hear glass shattering, yells, and objects flying as I run down the sidewalk in the middle of the morning, fleeing the chaos occurring in Amari fucking Hall's home. All men ain't shit, I think to myself as I try to figure out how to get home in nothing but a damn bed sheet. A week later, I sit across from Andre at a local club telling him the horrors of my short-lived hoe phase. Andre's high yellow ass turns red as he snickers hysterically at my dating app trauma. He laughs. I told you to stop taking advice from your crazy ass roomie. I snatch his shot of tequila away from him and kick it back in the act of vengeance against him. As much as I love Tia, Andre did have a point. That girl is the last person anyone should seek for advice. While her heart is pure, she does not make the best decisions. I guess in my heartbroken, drunken stupor, I let her egg me on into making crazy decisions that didn't fit my personality. Now, after the events at Mari's house, I'll be watching my back every time I walk around downtown DC. She threatened me with a gun. I had to run out of the house practically naked. How is that funny? I pout jokingly at Andre, whose seagreen eyes light up with more laughter. He blinks his eyelashes multiple times, trying to prevent the tears from falling, since he's in a fit of laughter. I signal the waiter for another cocktail and tap my fingers on the table as I wait for Andre to come down. I'm just sad. Valentine's Day is 2 days away, and I'll be lonely and pathetic, I say quietly, picking at invisible crumbs on the table. Andre grabs my hand, stroking it to comfort me. I look up into his gorgeous face as he bites on his full pink bottom lip. I never actually thought about it until this moment, but Andre is really attractive. He's a biracial that came to Howard to connect with his black roots since he grew up with only his white mother. He's not my preference, so I never gave him a second glance since I love deep chocolate men. But sitting here in this booth alone with him stroking my hand, I soak in Andre's beautiful features. He has big, beautiful, sea-green eyes with long, curly lashes that fringe his eyes. A fantastic contrast against his warm, honey skin tone. It's absolutely adorable how he has a low fade on the side but a mop of unruly curls that flop across his forehead. I lick out my tongue to wet my lips that feel instantly dry. Do you want to dance? I ask Andre before I melt into a pool of sexual desire, now that my body has begun to register his sexual attractiveness. Andre gives me a huge grin and drags me onto the dance floor, where we lose ourselves into a good time. As I bump and grind against his tall, muscular frame, I feel sparks fly. My body becomes flushed with arousal as I feel my core become so hot, so wet, and so hungry for Andre. Andre pulls me closer to him as my back sways against his front to a Trey Songz slow jam. I lift my eyes to him and I see a sparkle of love and respect in his gaze as he peers down at me. I tilt my head back and his lips come crashing down on mine in a lust-filled, sexually charged kiss. We make out for what feels like hours until Andre pulls me off the dance floor and into a dark hallway. Andre pushes me up against the wall and his mouth captures my lips hard and our tongues tango. He kisses me until my lips are swollen and we both need to take in some much needed air. His lips travel down to my neck that he licks, sucks, and kisses until he elicits a moan of ecstasy from my lips. Andre unties the halter top of my dress and lets out a low whistle when he realizes I'm braless underneath. He fondles my breasts, bringing them together, worshiping and devouring my nipples as I bury my moans of pleasure into his chest. Fuck me, Andre. Please, I need your dick now, I growl out in between my harsh pants. Andre kisses my mouth harshly while he rubs my engorged and swollen clitoris through my lace panties. I let out a slow hiss of sexual need, waiting for him to end his sensual torture of my body by sliding his dick inside of me. Slowly, he pulls my panties to the side and slides his fingers around my slick pussy folds, enjoying the cries of my desire. Andre swirls, pinches, and rubs the signs of my arousal around my clitoris, then down my hot, wet core. He tests my readiness for his dick by stroking two fingers into me. Damn, Naya, you're so fucking wet for me, baby girl. I've always wondered how your sweet pussy felt or tasted. I've had thoughts of you calling me daddy and couldn't stand to see you with other dudes, Andre whispers against my ear as his teeth gently bite down on my earlobe, making me whimper. Andre unbuckles his jeans, hoists me onto his tall, muscular frame, and penetrates me hard and fast. My eyes close and I can't even feel the pain as my head smacks against the wall of the dark hallway. I ride Andre's thick, erect dick into an earth-shattering orgasm as he pounds my pussy until he shatters into sexual bliss. He lowers me down off his hips as we both breathe harshly after the spontaneous fuck. Andre leans down towards me, holding himself up with a palm against the wall, his semi-erect dick still buried into my swollen pussy. He leans down and kisses my lips softly and teases, "How's that for a sexual awakening? You didn't have to go far to get it. You just had to open your eyes, baby girl." I look into his eyes and he kisses my forehead as he pulls out of me, adjusts his clothing and then mine. We stand there as minutes pass like hours, lost in each other's eyes. It's Valentine's Day and I've decided not just to wait around for men to choose me, but to go after whatever and whoever I want. Through my hoe phase, I did awaken sexually. I have given a one-finger salute to black misogyny and our patriarchal societal suppression of the female sexual prowess. I spend hours on my appearance making sure that I look sexy because I will surprise Andre this Valentine's Day. After having hot sex with him at the club, I feel like he's the one for me. And I just need to let go of my ideal black man in my head. I look at myself in the mirror and I feel confident because I love how I look and feel in my own skin. There's something erotic about curling your hair, donning red fuck me stilettos, and a red lace teddy under a black trench coat that makes your core get so damp with desire. I grab the chilled wine from my refrigerator and the box of chocolates, feeling excitement over surprising my new dream man with a Valentine's Day treat. I walk the short distance towards Andre's apartment unit. Luckily, he only lives 3 doors down from me in our apartment complex. I take a deep breath to calm my rapid heartbeat as I use the spare key Andre gave me to open his apartment door. I walk towards the living room screaming, "Oh, Andre, I have a surprise for you." But, oh boy, I am the one in for a surprise. Andre's naked, muscular body is arched over his roommate's with his dick balls deep in his booty hole on the couch. The wine bottle shatters as it slips from my hand, hitting the floor as I gasp in surprise. Startling both men, they jump at seeing me and pull apart from one another. I stand there stunned and in complete shock. Then my feelings morph into heartbreak and disappointment. My heart breaks knowing that Andre has been hiding his true self. I feel disappointed that Andre, my best friend in the entire world, didn't feel like he could confide in me about his sexuality. "Shit, baby girl, fuck, it's not what you think," Andre mutters, trying to pull on his gray sweatpants. I'm sorry for intruding on you. I won't tell anyone, please. Just talk to me when you're ready. God, I feel like a fool. I read our situation wrong, Dre. I stammer, turning on my heels and fleeing his apartment as fast as possible, ignoring him screaming my name. I make it back to my apartment in complete shock that he wouldn't come out to me as gay or bisexual. I feel like a dumbass for reading into our sex as more than just a hookup. There's a loud knock on my door, and I ignore it, trying to gain my composure and mask my emotions not to scare Andre away. The knock is louder, and I turn around with a fake smile on my face, opening the door. This Valentine's Day keeps getting better and better by the second. What do you want, Jacoby fucking White? I say, not hiding my annoyance and wanting to slam the front door in his face. He looks at me nervously and rubs the back of his neck, unsure of himself. I get a kick of enjoyment out of witnessing one of the most arrogant men ever to walk this earth falter in self-confidence. I want to give you a gift and apologize, Jacoby whispers, holding out a tiny hot pink box to me. Before I can grab it, Andre runs up to my door, shoving Jacoby out of the way, looking at me with sea green eyes turning a moss green filled with remorse and regret. What the fuck is he doing here? Andre and Jacoby question in unison. I rub my temples, feeling a migraine coming on, and I slam the door in their faces. I listen to them bicker, shove one another, and continuously knock on my door as I head to my bedroom. Maybe I need to date myself instead of men. Maybe I should not think about finding the perfect man and go on a journey of self-love and self-discovery. I lay on my bed and close my eyes, waiting for both men to get the hint and leave my fucking door. Happy fucking Valentine's Day to me. Man, that was so much drama happening in Nia Turner's life leading up to the holiday of romance. It seems like she should have just stuck to her battery-operated boy toy to avoid all of that mess. Do you think that Nia will focus on her self-love journey? Or, listeners, do you think she'll just fall back into her pattern of toxic love affairs and continue to settle for men that ain't shit? Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetales.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotica enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.